We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So 2 on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We got Michael Tafoya behind the glass tonight in for Jack. And, of course, TK on the updates. You guys with us. 888-729-9494. We've got a lot to talk about. News happening all over the place today. We will get to Bryce Harper and his ankle as he was hit with a pitch today. And it looked bad at first. Seemingly not as bad as we thought in the moment. And then the breaking news just about an hour ago that the afternoon guys, John and Ike, touched on, Ronald Darby back on a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, adding to the offseason the Eagles have had here. Maybe not what we envisioned, but this is where we're at now. Darby's back, still no running back here. And I keep waiting for what the next shoe to drop is for the Eagles. What is the next move they're going to do here? I've been saying running back. You've been saying running back. We've been waiting for something to happen, whether it be a trade or a free agent signing. They've done nothing there. We know Malik Jackson, DeSean Jackson, now bringing back Ronald Darby. But you think about this Eagles offseason so far, there's one thing that it has stood out to me, and it happened again this morning as the Eagles restructured the contracts of Nigel Bradham, and they pushed back a bonus. Chris Long wanted to push back his bonus because he doesn't know right now if he's going to retire or not. So they pushed back owing Chris Long money. They restructured Nigel Bradham, and of course you have Darby back now. And you look at the Eagles, they still have a decent amount of cap room, and you look at the available free agents, there aren't many free agents of note still out there. There aren't many great or, you know, really good players you think are going to break the bank if the Eagles even had interest. We've gone past that wave of free agency. So as the Eagles started the day, and I've read in a couple places, with over $20 million in cap space, and obviously the signing here of Ronald Darby will impact a little bit of that, but the Eagles still have a decent amount of cap space to go. And I heard Ike and John yesterday, and then I was reading today on our website, 94WIP.com, Elliott Shore Parks brought something really back to our attention that we probably should have talked about earlier this week. On Monday, during the Birds Town Hall, when Dave Spadaro was on, Dave, of course, with the Eagles, this is a quote from Dave Spadaro, and this was during the conversation of, should the Eagles sign Le'Veon Bell? Because on Monday, we were still having these kind of conversations. He wasn't yet a New York Jet. And this is a direct quote from Dave Spadaro Monday afternoon at Birds Town Hall, McGurk's. You can't do Malik Jackson, DeSean Jackson, Carson Wentz extension. You can't do all that and sign Le'Veon. Let me say it again for you. This is a direct quote, Dave Spadaro at our Birds Town Hall on Monday. You can't do Malik Jackson, DeSean Jackson, Carson Wentz extension, Spadaro said. You can't do all that and sign Le'Veon. I'm sure your ears perked up the same mine did at one part. Carson Wentz extension. And if you think about the Eagles cap room, the fact they've restructured like four or five players, they haven't signed a running back. They've really just kept their own guys at decent money and then went out and got Malik Jackson and traded for DeSean. They haven't done anything really big here and they've saved some cap room. And I think when you add together all these things, the idea of the Eagles giving Carson Wentz a contract extension now is starting to look like the next domino that can fall. And I'll say it right now, it would be a mistake. And I don't want the Eagles to use their cap room left this offseason, whatever it is, 12, 13, 14 million, whatever the numbers are right now. I don't want them to pay Carson Wentz right now. And it has nothing to do with, oh, yeah, Giglio, you're a Nick Foles guy. No. Carson Wentz is obviously going to be the quarterback of the Eagles moving forward. But I don't see any reason to pay Carson Wentz right now. The Eagles are in the midst of the biggest advantage in the NFL, which is having the young, cheap quarterback, having the quarterback on his first deal. Carson Wentz will take up a little over 4% of the salary cap this year. To trade that in for the heck of it, to trade that in for peace of mind, to trade that in to make Carson happy, to shut us up, or to just use the cap room for the heck of using it would make no sense at all. So if that is what the Eagles are doing here, if that's why they're moving so much money around, I don't understand it. Because Carson Wentz right now, regardless of what you think he's going to be in 2019, regardless of how good you think Carson Wentz can be again, paying him extra is not going to change the player he is. Paying him extra is just going to take away from other players you could put around him. And the way I envisioned this offseason for the Eagles was load up one more time. Load up one more time with veterans and good players around Carson Wentz. Put the best possible team you could put around Carson Wentz before you have to pay him next year. You know, when we get to next offseason, this doesn't become a debate. It becomes a just an inevitability. They will pay Carson Wentz, assuming he's healthy. They will pay him next offseason. He'll be their quarterback, and it'll be a long-term deal. That's what they'll do. But this year, they don't have to do anything. And to have Carson Wentz at such a cheap number is such an advantage. I don't know why the Eagles would think about doing anything different. 888-729-9494. If we assume the Eagles are going to have some cap space left over here, and just based on the players left available in free agency, based on what they've done so far, and based on the money they've cleared out, and you throw in Spadaro's quote during, you know, Birds Town Hall Monday, there's reason to believe that they are saving money for something, but it's not a free agent. And I heard Ike saying it yesterday, I heard Ike and John saying it again today, and it makes a lot of sense. It doesn't, but it does. Logistically, I see what Dave's saying, I see what John and Ike are saying, but realistically, I don't understand why they would do that. I don't understand why you speed up the timeline to pay Carson Wentz if you don't have to pay Carson Wentz. I want to see this guy come back, play good, play well, play great again, and then sure, I'll pay him like a great franchise quarterback. But that day's not today. And I'm looking at, so Elliot put up this piece here, 94WIP.com, trying to guess the, you know, what would this look like? Let's just pretend this was going to happen. What would a Carson Wentz contract look like? And I agree with Elliot's idea that it wouldn't be cheap. Like, the Carson Wentz's agent is not going to come in here and say, yeah, sure, you give us a team-friendly deal. No, he's going to want to make a lot of money. He's going to want to be paid like a top five quarterback, because I'm sure in his mind he is, and I'm sure in the Eagles' mind he could become one. Well, here's what that would look like. So Elliot looked at the top five quarterback salaries and contracts, and the idea would be something like this. $136 million, 75 guaranteed, average annual value of $29 million. Five, 136 with $75 million in guarantees. I am not giving him that today. No way, no how. I will take the risk of Carson coming back healthy next year, playing like an MVP candidate, and then it costs more next offseason. I will take that risk. Because if he doesn't do that, if Carson Wentz doesn't have a great season or he gets hurt again, well, the Eagles, number one, are not locked in any guaranteed money on him past this year. So if it went really bad, they have an option of moving on. And if we assume he comes back and he's good but not great, they also could pay him like that. They could say, look, there's a four-year body of work here. You're not getting paid like a top-five quarterback because you're not a top-five quarterback. So in the long run, it could save them money. I mean, there are different ways this could go. He plays great, it's probably going to cost them more money. He plays poorly or average or okay, it's going to save them some money. He gets hurt again, they're not locked in any money. They're not locked into $75 million guaranteed today just to do it. The Eagles likely have $12 to $15 million to play with in salary cap room after re-signing Ronald Darby. I don't have the exact number. We're going to bring Mike Kay on of NJ.com, covers the Eagles at 8 o'clock. If he has an updated number, we'll get it from him. But based on where they were, the restructures, the ideas that are out there, I would guess they have between $12 and $15 million they could play around with. That could go to Carson Wentz right now in the form of an extension. 888-729-9494. So I put up this poll on Twitter before the show tonight, just trying to gauge what you guys would do. Should the Eagles use their cap space to give Carson Wentz a contract extension now? 55% of you are with me. No. 45% say yes. 888-729-9494. I do not see I don't see how the benefit here outweighs the risk and outweighs really. Let's say they have that $12 million left over right now. That could be used on players. That could be used on players to put around Carson Wentz right now and to load up for another Super Bowl run this year. It's not like he could walk away. Nothing can happen under the terms of his contract. He just has to come and play for the salary he's going to make, which is $8 or so million this year. Nothing can happen. so they could use what's left over here to continue to add pieces around him. Or they can give it to Carson. Let's talk to Lou in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Lou. What's going on?
So I'm here, you know, the 55-45 split on paying him now. Just paying devil's advocate, playing devil's advocate here. I wouldn't pay him, but I can see why they would. I mean, the face of the franchise, and considering Howie's at the reins here, this is Howie's guy. This is Howie's legacy that he's working with. And he's been known as this capologist, this master of the money and stuff. I mean, if he's committing to Wentz being the long-term solution, I see what you're saying about the risk outweighing the benefit, but he's seeing the benefit here. The number goes up each year. You wait another year, a quarterback, another year expensive. Depending on how many years they throw at him, this locks him up at a number that would be lower, assuming he comes back and has the season we're all hoping he has. I think that number skyrockets if he performs like we're hoping he performs this year.
It probably does. Yeah, I mean, that would be the risk, that if you didn't do it now, you wait till next year, he plays like an MVP candidate again like he did in 2017, Lou, then you're going to be paying him top two or three, probably quarterback money in the league. That's the risk. But again, the other side of that is, well, what if he doesn't play like that?
Yeah, and I just think I think that 55-45 split is right on. I don't think it's going to budge. I mean, it's just something you can argue from either side just so effectively. I see both sides of the aisle there. But personally, I wouldn't pay him, but I see why they would.
Yeah, and I hear you, Lou. And I just want to wait. You know, it's not like we're walking into a moment where, you know, look, let's fast forward to next year. Because there is a fifth-year option on Carson's deal, just like every first-round pick has a fifth-year option. So technically, they don't have to pay him next year either. They could just play out the fifth-year option in 2020 if they wanted to, and then you're almost in a Kirk Cousins year-to-year situation. That's a different story. Where they're at right now, they don't have to do a thing. This is the first moment they're eligible to extend his contract. The Rams haven't extended Jared Goff yet, and he's had more success than Carson Wentz. He's been healthier than Carson Wentz. He took his team to the Super Bowl, and the Rams have done nothing with Jared Goff's contract. In fact, they gave a bunch of money to a pass rusher, Dante Fowler, to bring him back. This is the biggest advantage in the NFL, having a young quarterback on a cheap deal, especially if he's good. Good, young, first-round quarterback on a cheap deal. Use it and really squeeze every ounce that you have. I just think the idea of more information, another year of figuring out how good this guy really is, can he stay healthy, can he bounce back, can this team win with him, in the postseason, all that factors in. Then you have 4 years of information to say, okay, you're worth this, and we are comfortable giving you this many years and this much guaranteed money. I'm not comfortable paying Carson Wentz right now. And on top of it, it hurts the team. Every dollar more he makes hurts the team in terms of putting the best roster around him. So while I see where all these ideas are coming from, and Dave Spadaro threw it out during Burt's Town Hall, I can't sign off on it. 888-729-9494. Let's talk to George in Northeast Philly. What's up, George?
Hey, bud. How are you, Joe?
Good, George. What's up tonight?
Not much. I want to talk about, you know, Ron Darby, the Wentz extension, and then I actually have a scenario I want to bring to your attention and see what you think about it. I actually, you know, admire, you know, what comes out of your mouth. I don't listen to too many people. I don't trust them. But I actually had the pleasure, you know, actually picking your brain at the Fillmore. We watched the St. Eagles game over there.
Oh, I remember it, George. Yeah, what do you got for me tonight? What's the question?
Okay, so first thing, Ronald Darby, I really don't understand it. I think bringing him back, it's just a year's worth of development that, you know, one of our younger other corners are losing out on. And I really don't understand it because, you know, prior to his injury last year, him and Mills – they were in the top five as far as air yardage allowed. So I really don't understand the signing, especially at the number. Carson Wentz, I hear what you're saying about, you know, not wanting to extend them right now and building the best possible team around them. And I actually wanted to touch base with that on Ike Reese and John Mark's show. They did make a good point. The guys out there right now that you can put around Wentz, they're not big money guys, so I don't know, you know, the game plan, you know, what Howie has in the back of his pocket, you know, as far as who else he's looking to pick up. But I'm really not opposed to it because I feel like in future years, signing Wentz now, giving him this money now, will just open up money for future free agents who probably will be higher value than, you know, who's out there right now.
It could. George, you're right. I mean, I think I heard Ike and John mention, and it could do that, because if you front load the contract, if you kind of use the cap space that's sitting there now, maybe next year, the year after, it wouldn't be as big. So that is, I mean, look, if they're going to do it, it's got to be structured so it's friendly to them, because right now they have the leverage. Like, he can't walk away. He's not close to free agency. So if they do it, it's got to be really, really friendly to them.
Yes. And then just this last trade scenario, actually, I wanted to bring your attention, see what you thought about it. I think we're paying the receiver room like $46 million or something like that, which sounds kind of crazy to me, considering, and I'm taking Zach Ertz out of the equation. I'm also taking Golden Tate out of the equation because, you know, he did have six games or whatever it was in Detroit. We didn't have a receiver that notched over 70 catches. I think the next closest was like Alshon at 67. So I really, as much as they're saying it now, I don't see them hanging on to Aguilar. And I think Indianapolis would be a great suitor, you know, with Frank Reich over there. They're lacking weapons. They have tons of money. They really weren't able to land anybody big, any splash moves. I would say, you know, possibly moving Aguilar to Indy for a third-round pick to replace the one that we're missing. And then taking one of our seconds and, you know, talking to Arizona about possibly landing David Johnson.
Well, George, I'd be into that, and I appreciate the call. I'm still a David Johnson fan. He had a down year last year because I think that coaching staff was just they had no idea what they were doing in Arizona. No idea. So I still like David Johnson. I don't know if the Eagles would trade for back with that kind of money on his deal. As far as the receivers last year, no Eagle receiver had more than 65 catches. Of course, Zach Ertz had 116, so that kind of skews the scale a little bit. And as far as the idea of what are they doing here at Ronald Darby, I'm surprised. I am surprised that Ronald Darby is back. I'm surprised they paid him $8.5 million. Two thoughts on it. Two potential reasons why this is maybe he's back. Number one, they may be worried about Jalen Mills. TK had said this to me before I walked in here. It's a good point that Jalen Mills might not be back to start the season. He had a weird foot injury at the end of last year. So maybe they just want more depth. And the second part is maybe they're going to move one of these corners to safety. You know, maybe at some point Avante Maddox plays safety, though I liked him at corner. And maybe Jalen Mills, if healthy, he's the guy I'd move. Rasul Douglas has always been talked about as potential safety. I think Jalen Mills could do it. In a way, Jalen Mills reminds me a little bit of a young Malcolm Jenkins, where he's a good enough corner. He makes some plays. He's not bad, but he's also nothing special at corner. But I think it's safety. Jalen Mills, that guy could be good there. So maybe there's some thought of moving someone else around, because they have a lot of corner now. They have a lot. 888-729-9494, #9494. On your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phones. Later this hour, we'll have a process pregame show. A lot to get to tonight. We're starting with this. The Eagles have some cap room left over. At least, I would say, 12 to 15 after the Darby deal. Should they use it on a Carson Wentz extension? Dave Spadaro brought this up on Bird's Town Hall Monday. It was brought up again during Ike and John's show this afternoon and yesterday. I say no. There's no reason to give him this guaranteed money now. He's not going anywhere. Wait until after the season. If he plays the way a lot of us think he can and has shown in the past, then you pay him. But to pay him now and guarantee money for guys with this many injuries, I don't see the merit in it. 888-729-9494. That's how you get aboard on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.